Hey, welcome back. What will land? As you know, earlier this week, President Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to try and speed up production of instant baby formula. To learn how this is really going to work when it comes to having baby formula land back on store shelves, we turn to supply chain expert Rob Kelly. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, glad you're here. Can you kind of break down what this really means, what it means by the president invoking the Defense Production Act?
Yeah, sure. So, first of all, baby formula has a number of ingredients in it, and the act basically forces suppliers by law to prioritize the selling of their raw materials to the formula company so that they can get production back up and running as fast as possible. So if you think about the primary ingredients of baby formula, we're talking about, dairy milk, first of all, from cows. We're talking vitamins that are raw supplies that typically come from the Far East, and then a blend of vegetable oils. So What they're saying is those manufacturers have to sell their products to companies like Abbott to get that production back up and running.
I guess what I don't understand, Rob, and I don't even know if you can answer this question for me, but why wasn't this move made weeks ago? Shouldn't this move have been made weeks ago?
You know, I believe, honestly, that it should have. The bottom line is the FDA shut down the largest manufacturing plant in America. It was Abbott Nutrition's lab in Sturgis, Michigan, and it was shut down in mid-February, and at the time they shut it down for legitimate reasons. You know, There were bacteria issues and causing illnesses in children, very legitimate. However, at that time, by shutting down that plant, we know that that's stopping production, and it takes weeks for plants like that to get back up and running once they're shut down. So everyone should have anticipated in mid-February that this was going to be a problem for a number of months. And probably should have acted, you know, doing what they're doing this week, they probably should have done back in February.
The other thing the president has done is he's authorized the Defense Department to use commercial aircraft to fly formula supplies that allegedly meet FDA standards from overseas back here to the U.S. In fact, the White House is calling this whole thing Operation Fly Formula. Rob, do we even know what countries we're looking to try and get baby formula from? I mean, is there an actual plan in place here? Because I can launch Operation Fly Formula all I want, but that doesn't mean I've actually got destinations where I'm going to get formula from.
Yep, you make an excellent point. And the bottom line is the FDA, the U.S. has the strictest nutritional standards in the world.
Yeah.
That's widely known. There's really about four countries that have formula that meet the FDA standards. Those are companies, or countries rather, like Chile, Ireland, and the Netherlands. So it's a very short list, and so we'll see. It's a tall order from a supply chain perspective to, you know, move goods that rapidly from, you know, original locations to new locations. So the gesture is great, but I think the actual impact to parents is not going to be that significant, unfortunately.
Well, I think that takes me to the next obvious question, then, the impact. I mean, how soon will baby formula be able to reach empty shelves, or does that remain to be seen because we don't know the impact here of these plans being put forward by the president?
Well, it's a great question. I think that, obviously Abbott Nutrition, the company that had the Sturgis plant shut down, they now have the green light by the FDA, so that's good news. It does, for a production run that size, it does take generally 5 to 6 weeks to get the raw materials in, to get the manufacturing process cranked up again, and reach the volumes that they had originally before the shutdown. Then you tack another 2 weeks, a few days to a couple weeks, for the distribution of those finished goods to actually get to shelves in our stores. So unfortunately, I think we're seeing probably another 7 to 8 weeks of shortages for those parents.
Man, all right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and kind of breaking it all down for us. I know so many of my listeners have had so many questions about this. So, Rob, I appreciate your time. Can we maybe bring you back on to keep the conversation going?
Absolutely. Love to be back. Thank you.
I love it. That's supply chain expert Rob Kelly joining us live here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.